In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So I came across a story, and I want to begin this morning by offering you this little story that I found that I think helps kind of illustrate one of the themes that we see in this morning's reading. So there was this commanding officer. He was a colonel in the army. And he was pretty upset. He was upset because he had sent his soldiers out on leave, and about 9 of them had not returned back. So at about 7 p.m., they start to come back, and the first one comes back, and he begins to give kind of an excuse to the colonel. He says, "Sir, I'm sorry, but last night I had a date. I lost track of time, and then I missed the bus." He said, "So I went and got a cab, and then all of a sudden, the cab broke down. So as I was walking, I came across this farm, saw this farmer, and I asked him if I could purchase one of his horses." The farmer said, "Sure, you can purchase the horse." So he said, "I started riding, and all of a sudden, the horse died. So now I had to walk 10 miles to get back, and therefore, I am late." So as you can imagine, this colonel was quite a bit skeptical at the story, at this excuse this young man gave him, but he accepted it, and he gave him a little reprimand, and he sent him away. After a while, the rest of the men, about 7 of them, started to come back, and they gave him a similar story. They said, "Sir, we're sorry, we went on a date, we were late, we missed the bus, the cab broke down, we found this farm, we got these horses, and the horse died. So we had to walk back." So the final man comes in, and the colonel looks at him, and now he's pretty upset. You can imagine he'd be upset because he's heard the same excuse now 8 different times. So the young man comes in and he goes, "Sir, I went on a date, I missed my bus, I got a cab." And the colonel says, "Okay, just stop right there." He goes, "I imagine the cab broke down." He said, "No, sir, I'm late because there are all these dead horses all over the place." So I like that story. I thought it was cute, but I think it also illustrates one of the themes that our gospel put forth today, and that is the theme of making various excuses. I think all of us have made excuses in our lives. We've all heard many excuses that have been offered to us by other people, and I'm pretty sure that we're all going to make excuses at some point in our lives again. But today's gospel reminds us to be careful. Reminds us to be careful when it comes to excuses, because it shows what it is in our lives that we really tend to prioritize. What it is in our lives that we tend to value. And the Lord is reminding us today that we are being offered a relationship. And that relationship is something that we are to value above everything else. And it is something that we're not supposed to just say we value, but we are supposed to show that we value that relationship by accepting the many invitations that our Lord offers us. Invitations to grow in our relationship with Him. Invitations to better know who our Lord and Savior is. So today's parable is a parable of a banquet, and it's important to remind ourselves what a parable is. A parable is a story, but it's more than just a story, because it's a story that has kind of a hidden meaning, right? There's something more there than what we initially see. And more than that, this hidden meaning is something that we are to apply to our lives. Right? Not just something we're supposed to listen to, but it's something that we can apply to our lives. Now, if you think of books for children like Dr. Seuss, we see that a lot, right? It's these cute little stories with a hidden meaning, so kids, as they grow older, they can begin to apply these things. So the Lord tells a story about this man who has this banquet, and he sends out all the invitations telling people that everything is now ready, and he's asking them to begin to come to the banquet. But as we remember, they began to make all sorts of different excuses. Of course, the hidden meaning behind this is the person who's offering this banquet is, of course, God Himself. And He's telling people to come and meet His Son, to come and meet the Christ, to come and meet the Messiah. But our Lord is telling them that this invitation is going to be refused. And because they refuse this invitation, Jesus says that others will be called, others will be invited. The lame, the infirm, the scriptures tell us. And the hidden meaning there is that those people are the Gentiles. They are the people that didn't know God initially. They didn't have the law. They didn't have the scriptures. They didn't have the prophets. But it was those people who were invited to the banquet. It was those people who were invited to receive the Lord, to gain this life-saving relationship. And there's an application that all of us have to bear in mind as well. And it's something that's happening right now, and it happens all the time. It's that all of us continue to get an invitation. All of us continue to be invited to a banquet to receive our Lord and Savior. We continue to be invited to have a deeper and more meaningful relationship with Him each and every Sunday. Every Sunday is an invitation to come and see who Jesus is. We are invited to come and see Him and know Him through the Scriptures, to come and see and receive Him in the Eucharist. We are also invited to receive our Lord and Savior in great feasts, a feast like Christmas, which is right around the corner. Again, we are invited to come and see and to realize that all is now ready to receive Jesus into our lives. We are also to receive Jesus in one another. We are invited to see our Lord in each other, but not only those who are here present today, but people we come in contact with outside these doors, those who are sick, those who are hungry, and those who are in need. But oftentimes, we do something similar that we heard this morning. We don't fully accept all the different invitations. Instead, we make similar excuses. So the excuses that we heard this morning seem to fall into three different categories, don't they? The first category that we heard was this issue of work, right? The first guy says, I have bought a field and I go to see it. I pray you, have me excused. The second category of excuses seem to be possessions. The next guy says, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I must go and examine them. I pray you, have me excused. And the last excuse is this category of family. I have married a wife, he says, therefore I cannot come. Now, each and every one of these excuses that we just heard should be familiar to all of us. Each of them is something that all of us at one time or another has been involved. Work is a good thing. Taking care of our possessions are good things. Having family and caring for them is also something blessed. But we have to remember again, the issue we have to realize is to prioritize, to make sure that that relationship we have with Christ is the thing that is valued above all those other things in order for all of them to be blessed. Therefore, our Lord calls us to be present, to receive Him here, to receive Him on Christmas, and to receive Him in the other. He does this so we can grow and strengthen that relationship. The issue now that we have to ask ourselves is, what is it that we're going to do? So today I'm going to leave you with just one question for you to think about for the rest of the liturgy, and also, God willing, for the rest of the day and maybe even the rest of the week. But before I ask it, I have to say one thing. I have to remind all of you that I realize I'm speaking to both those who are here present, who are here today, who have accepted the invitation at least today, and I'm speaking to those who may be at home watching on YouTube. But the question still applies to all of us who are here. And the question is why? What is the reason why I'm not accepting Jesus the best that I possibly can? Why am I not taking every single opportunity that is offered to me to receive Him? Because it's important that we realize that there is a big difference between an excuse and a reason. Someone once said that reasons are usually sincere, while an excuse is a rationalization. A reason involves reality, but an excuse is an invention. What is the real reason, not the excuse? When we get to the reason, then we begin to be honest with God. And honesty is something our Lord and Savior can help us with. Reasons like maybe I'm scared to make this commitment to Christ, or I'm not sure how to be present in different ways, or maybe I have all sorts of different questions. All of these things our Lord can heal. Excuses are different. Excuses are things that He cannot work with. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.